I don't know what we're coming on this for. We haven't got anything to talk about.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, that was fun.
What? What was fun? What are you talking about?
What was fun, Ben? Nothing happened.
I'm talking about the Cleveland game.
Oh.
What's up, Hoolet Nation, and welcome back to 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show. And what a night slash morning this is to be a Saints fan. Saints went and played a home game in Jacksonville where it was extremely hot without any breeze. Okay, I'll get my coat and go now. The Saints beat the Packers 38-3 in an absolute bloodbath. It was... I didn't see it coming. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of stick from the guys tonight because some of them did see it coming. And joining me on the show, as ever, Mr. James Baker from the UK. James, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. That was all rather enjoyable, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it? Also on the show from the Tigers' Den, we have got Scott. Scott, how you
Hello.
Doing?
Hello. I'm doing good. Very happy, very excited, very pumped. It was just... perfection.
Just amazing. And Jason, welcome to the show. Have you got a number you normally do?
I do. I'm probably about a five. I have I drank some liquor, I drank some beer, and now I'm switching to a wind down celebration, a wine 2-point conversion, a wind down celebration to celebrate. I mean, just this just demolishing of Green Bay. It was just so satisfying.
Is it boxed? Is it box wine? Or?
Yes, it is definitely the box wine. I'm still recovering from the hurricane, so it's the box wine. The box wine keeps a little longer.
The drink hurricane or the hurricane?
The hurricane itself. I don't drink hurricanes. I'm not a tourist.
And that's the voice of Wesley Coleman from Beer Some Beer, who's making his 2-point conversion debut. Wes, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm somewhere in the 5 to 6 range. Started off with a purple haze. Went to a bunch of vodka. And then been doing bourbon for the last couple hours, and now I'm doing an old fashioned. And I just want to make sure my math is correct. Ben, do we have to lose every game the rest of the season for your record prediction to be correct? Is it worth something like that? Right?
Or I haven't even done the whole intro yet. I'm getting stick already. And finally, from taking me over, and a very rich man, I'm sure, after today's gambling, Mr. Billy Gunn. Gunn, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I could not be doing better. We're going to the fucking Super Bowl. Super Bowl Saints.
This is what the Instant Reaction Show is all about.
If I keep putting my gambling interest alongside the explosiveness of the Saints' offense attack, I might be able to afford going to the Super Bowl.
It's just... That was just absolutely unbelievable. I think the place I'm going to start is the defense, guys. That's... I said to James earlier, I said I can't remember ever seeing the Saints defense play this well. He said yes against Tampa Bay last year. But for me, this is kind of a little bit better because of who we are actually missing as well. And the fact that Lattimore's nicked up as well. So can you remember the Saints defense in the Peyton era like this?
Oh, no. Not to start a season. And no. Not against this kind of team like this. I mean, I know it's first game of the year, but the Packers are... Let's be clear. They're going to be a legitimate offense this year. They are going to make some teams look really stupid with their receivers and their running back this year. And I don't believe this did not look like a, first game they're thrown off kind of thing. Our defense looked absolutely legit.
Yeah, it was incredible. And Dave Romero is not here, and I'm sure he is completely still celebrating Davenport's sack. He's over the moon with that. And, it started early. The pressure they got to Rodgers as well, and you could see he was getting pissed off the whole game. And from everything from the line, even though missing Onyemata, to the secondary, it was just fantastic. I think a lot of it might be down to rust as well, potentially. Do you think do you think, this is it, that the Saints having competition during the off season and in the preseason games where our starters have played in preseason friendlies where the Packers starters haven't played at all, do you think that came to our advantage?
Maybe, but I don't know. I just think we were just dominant. You know, obviously they had some injuries on their offensive line, so they had a couple rookies starting. Normally when that happens, the Saints kind of shit the bed and don't take advantage of it, but they absolutely took full advantage of it today. I mean, their Green Bay's offensive line looked about as bad as LSU's offensive line. And, we were in Rodgers' face all game. He threw two picks, which I think he only threw, five last year.
Five.
And he threw two today. And they didn't even convert a third down until the fourth quarter, and Jordan Love did it. So it wasn't even Rodgers who converted a third down. I mean, the defense was just absolutely dominating today.
Yeah, it was huge to stop the run early. I mean, look, the ball control in the first half was just incredible. I mean, they had two possessions, and they maybe had seven plays, I think. And even after we stopped the run, they kept going after Adebo. I mean, that was the thing. You knew it. You know, they weren't going after Lattimore. They went after Adebo, and Adebo fucking held his own today.
Ben, I'm going to rewatch this game, and I might agree with you on Tuesday. But right now, instant reaction, being the 5 or 6.
Oh, shit.
Our team's this fucking good.
Yes.
This. I am not going into this. I'm not going to make excuses about, I don't care who for us played in the preseason. I don't care that Adebo hasn't played in a year and a half. I don't care what the Packers did and that they shuffled around some Pro Bowl offensive linemen. This is a 38-3 ass whipping. This was not there's a couple plays and we end up winning by, 17 or something. I mean, complete domination. I was nervous at halftime going, well, they get the ball first. Here's this. We just kept doing it. So right now, I'm not going to give the Packers any excuse, and I'm not going to take any for the Saints. And Jason's talking about Adebo. Adebo looked amazing.
Yeah.
The one penalty against him was a ticky-tack kind of penalty. I could see how it gets called if we're just being, really picky. But he looked great, and even plays, they tried looking at him. You could tell Rodgers was staring down the receiver that he was on all game and could not throw to that person.
I think they were the best team in the NFC last year.
Yeah, agreed.
They were in the NFC Championship game last year. They had the best offense in the NFL last year. Our defense held them to 3 points. This is the floor of our defense. This defense is only going to get better.
We're getting better.
As key pieces join the team, come back from suspension, we've got a serious team on our hands here.
Oh, yeah. This is an absolute unit. I can't wait to see what on the matter comes back. Did Davenport go out again? Did I see that?
Yeah, he did.
He did. So
I haven't seen any updates on him. Hopefully the Lattimore injury isn't too bad where, he's out or anything. Mm. I mean, he was able to come back in the game. So,
too, we were able to dominate, especially in the run game, and that was after losing McCoy after, the first four or five plays?
Yeah, I'll get onto the offense now. And, let's even start with Jameis Winston. He's the man who grabs the headlines, isn't he? Five touchdowns. It just looked like a complete different player to the Jameis we saw in Tampa.
Are you telling me he's not the interception machine that all the media was telling us he was?
No, that's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Again, same thing in preseason. The one interception he threw was something that went off a receiver's hands, and the receiver did a bad job popping the ball in the air. The one that almost was an interception in this game was Juwan, popped the ball up in the air. Wouldn't have been Jameis's fault as far as an interception. I've believed in him all preseason. This shocked me, his decision-making, and then the way he would climb the pocket. And again, if Taysom Hill made these decisions as far as climbing the pocket and then when to run, I think he would have gotten 20 yards on all the carries that Jameis got 10 yards on. And it's just that decision-making, even if he couldn't throw that way, Jameis made perfect decisions. I expected a lot from him. This game shocked me, some of the things he was doing.
Yeah, even with McCoy going out, the offensive line was dominant. I mean, he had all day to throw the ball. And when you give him that time, and sometimes the receivers, kind of like you said, the receivers weren't necessarily open, but he was checking down. He was, getting his reads. He was running the ball like he wasn't throwing it into double coverage or anything. He was being extremely smart with the ball. And I think that does two things. One, I think it proves to him more than anything that, hey, I don't need to jam this in. I can be smart with the ball and pick my spots and wait, and we can still kick some ass.
Still throw five touchdowns.
Yeah, there was lots of foreplay.
The you know, probably the most, one of the most impressive plays of his was that play where he was given all day by the offensive line. Nothing came open and he threw it away.
Yeah, he wouldn't have done that.
Third and longs and fourth downs where I was like, okay, here's where he's going to fuck up. Like the third and long or the fourth down, I'm like, this is where he's going to fill. He just was calm. He was like, yep. I mean, I'm going to keep waiting and see if somebody comes open. If they don't,
he was a professional quarterback.
Man.
Yeah.
He was, with that arm strength and his ability, like, this is really what Drew was when he first, actually probably better than what Drew was when he first came here, because he's got the height to see over the line where Drew really didn't all the time, and he's got the, I mean, he's throwing bombs if
the
he 55 needs to.
Yard more live. The 55 yard touchdown to Harris was thrown within like 3 inches of where it needed to be thrown. Like it doesn't matter that Harris is fast and was up, he threw it like Harris in stride, didn't have to slow down, speed up, any of that. This you haven't seen.
Drew
that
never
in
would
years.
Have been able to make that throw.
No, never a 55-yard pass.
Not now. Yeah.
Well, even and, I think
I don't
he
know.
Came,
I don't know if he did that
when
pass
he first,
in 2011.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think.
Maybe.
He could.
Maybe.
Well, yeah,
40,
no, hold on. Hold on.
Yards.
Hold on. Hold on. We look. The Breeze of the last year or two. Yes, he did.
Am I forgetting
it.
Him Breeze, having a 50-yard arm?
Breeze of 2011
Drew's
and 12.
Arm.
He makes that play.
Yeah.
Drew's arm has, but just Drew's arm has never been as live as Jameis's arm is.
No.
At any point in his career. Jameis peak arm versus Drew peak arm.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Jameis has Agreed, a more live Gunn. Arm than Drew ever had.
Agreed, Gunn. Yeah, there's a buddy I was watching the game with today, and he goes, I just don't know about Jameis's throwing motion. I'm like, you've watched Drew Brees having to put his entire body into every throw for 15 years. You don't realize that's how a natural thrower actually throws. Brees has done it different because he's had to be so accurate and use so much of his body to get the ball out there. It's just it's a different throw.
What I really liked about it as well was the fact that he spreaded the ball around quite a lot. Like, everyone was shocked. Oh, Callaway only got one reception.
Yeah, Callaway only had the one catch. Yeah.
Our leading receptions were three, Juwan, Troutman, and Alvin.
And Troutman should have had more. Like, Troutman had a couple of big drops. Man.
Yeah, he had six targets.
Eight people caught a ball. Nobody caught more than three. Eight people caught a ball. Nobody more than three.
And the ball control, running it with not only Kamara, but even Jones.
Tony Jones, yeah. Let's get onto the run game now.
171 yards rushing.
Right. After losing your center.
It's incredible. It genuinely was incredible. Kamara is just an absolute
alien. Again, the touchdown. How did he score that touchdown?
No, it made no sense. No sense.
Right? No, nothing. Like, it's like, dude, he stopped. And
he's
Could
we actually see Kamara again MVP this year? Will we finally see a running back win it again?
If Jameis doesn't get it.
If Jameis goes five touchdowns a game, he's going to finish with, on this new schedule, that comes out to 85 touchdowns. So Jameis wins MVP with 85. I think if he throws 85, they might let him win
MVP. Maybe. He'll throw 85 and throw 5,600 yards, but he'll lose it to somebody.
How pissed off do you think Drew Brees would be if Jameis Winston won the MVP?
In his first year.
We'll be able to see him. We'll be able to tell. He'll be on NBC.
And wins the Super Bowl.
He can pull that rug right off his head.
He can present him with a trophy. Yeah.
But no, that run game, I'll say, it allowed us to control the game. And once again, it set up the constant running set up the Harris touchdown. It was just dropped in perfectly. But Tony Jones definitely looks like he's come in and taken Latavius Murray's carries away from him, and it looks correct decision. It just, once again, this team just finding these undrafted guys. Just, it's incredible, isn't it?
I mean, again, this whole game just showed how important, if you can, the top tier level NFL coaches, like a Belichick, like a Peyton, like an Andy Reid. Like this was a game plan we executed to a T. Even being on the road in Texas and being on the road in Florida, we were fucking ready for this game. You know, Peyton is, he proved his worth. I mean, a game like today, like even if we would have won by 10 points, we're like, dude, this is great. You know, but to win like this, to win like this is just wow.
I think it makes everyone sit up and take attention of us. What is fantastic again. But going back
every
to coaching,
every single pundit on TV, every single person who has a go on the TV at predicting who's going to win the game or what the score is going to be, they pick Green Bay. Every single one.
I'll be fair with that. That I feel like I didn't properly pick a Saints win because I picked the Saints to win this game. I feel like I was wrong because they won by 35 fucking points. Like this I didn't see. I was saying that to my wife on the way home. Is I feel like I was actually wrong because this is in my wildest dreams not what I saw happen.
And look, I'll totally eat crow that I picked them to lose this game. You know, on our preseason show, that was one of my ones that I said that I thought they would lose. And
they should have.
I mean, we just destroyed. If I could go back and redo my score, my season prediction, you know, it'd probably be, you know, I think I said 10 wins. I'm thinking 11, 12, 13. Let's go undefeated. Shit. Let's just fuck it. Do it. Undefeated.
Yeah, fuck it.
Done.
Oh, I love the instant reaction show. I'm back. Get all these great, great predictions.
But there's no accountability in the front office.
So was Jameis, Scott, back to you again. Jameis was consistent enough for you?
This game, yes, he was. Now, consistent.
So was Taysom Hill, though.
I haven't seen his post-game interview yet, so I can't
make
a
final. You got to see
what real judgment over.
Consistent. He was consistent throughout the game. Now, let's replicate it. Let's do it again next week.
First quarterback in the Super Bowl era to throw for 5 touchdowns and less than 150 yards.
It's amazing that.
That's stunning.
The thing is, when that sort of thing happened, well, it wasn't obviously 5 touchdowns, but when we were winning with Teddy and Taysom, people were like, yeah, but he's not throwing for many yards. But Jameis has got the capability. He can throw for those yards. You always had the question marks whether Teddy and Taysom would be able to throw for that. Many yards.
Stats like that only matter to people like me. If you remember when we played Denver last year and Denver didn't have a quarterback, that you know, that stat line wasn't the most attractive stat line in the world. That's the most dominant performance you've ever seen of one professional football team.
Exactly.
We have a balanced offense. We do have the best offensive line in the league. It's going to start with the running game. It's like Jameis is like it's like a top ranked college team that's got they can win any way they want to. And yeah, your quarterback throws for 130 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, Ben and Gunn, y'all make a good point. Like it was like with the games with Bridgewater and with Hill, it was like Peyton won the game by coaching and putting us in good positions. And there was throws and plays they could not make. Jameis chose not to try to make those plays. Like and when it was open, he did make the play. Y'all make a great point with that. Like it was a different game. We didn't only have less than 150 yards passing because we couldn't have passed for more. That was what we chose to do this game.
Exactly. And it was so fucking good.
Completely
baffling game.
Yeah. Scott, no I've paused it so I can watch it after we finish recording.
Yeah, I've got it playing in the background here.
Drew's giving I'm watching the highlights. Yep. Watching on channels. I'm watching Breeze get ready to talk about the Saints.
Kicker club. Let's talk about the kickers. Maybe Gillikin, averaging 51 yards a punt, longest of 58. Looks like he's just stepping in Thomas Morstead's shoes. Happy days. Moving on.
Drew, they showed the touchdown to Harris, the long pass, and Drew goes, "See right here, this is what the Saints have been missing: this long passing game."
Wow. That's an introspective person.
At least he's got a sense of humor.
Dude, he's all in, man. Dude, you know how excited he is to watch us crush Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Crush Aaron Rodgers because everybody just thinks Aaron Rodgers is better than Drew Brees. Even to this day, they think Aaron Rodgers is better than Drew Brees. And you know what? Fuck it. He is not. He is not. Drew Brees would not have lost a game like this.
The kicks were right. Gillikin kicked great. And crazy enough, on the one that ends at the 4, we've talked about this year that we didn't know who our second gunner was going to be. We knew JT Gray was going to be one. And the Saints flat out
Montgomery.
Said the other gunner is going to be just random people. Ty Montgomery, who should not be playing special teams. He's been in the league long enough. I get it. He's not a number one receiver, but he shouldn't be playing special teams. gets down there and stops the ball at the 4.5 yard line. I mean, it's diving a great catch, job too, kind of crazy.
The diving catch.
Yeah, and the actual kicker, Rosas, is that how you pronounce it?
Rosas was money.
Rosas.
Was money today.
Rosas.
Yes.
Rosie ass.
Yeah, ask your wife, Wes. It's a Hispanic name.
Rosas.
Don't judge me.
And before we move on to the our final part of this of the reaction show, to keep it short and sweet for this one before we go into the main show later in the week.
Let's go on.
I just thought it was so nice of Sean Payton allowing a lacrosse player to come on and score a touchdown. It's just, you know, makes dreams come true, doesn't it?
And have such an awesome block. On that one run play, you know,
freaking killed that guy.
I mean, there's a reason we signed Chris Hogan and not Kenny Stills. As much as I maybe wanted Kenny Kansas Stills, Hogan made the smart plays when it mattered.
Man, this is a year, and I said this a month ago or so. If we do well, this is where Sean Payton wins that Coach of the Year, and we start debating. We did all these talks with Breeze for years. Oh, Breeze throws the ball to 8 or 9 receivers. Breeze makes these receivers that we've never heard of look like Pro Bowlers. I mean, Breeze is gone. Sean Payton is the coach. Jameis Winston hasn't made these receivers look like this in the past in his career. It's insane that we can keep doing this with what's considered to be a limited receiving crew. And the guys that we all went into this game going, Callaway's got to have a massive game for us to compete with Green Bay, did nothing. Get a catch.
One catch.
I mean, it's, I don't know, but Payton's a genius, and
we are turning Juwan Johnson into the next Antonio Gates.
My goodness, man. I mean, and again, when we talked about this a few months ago too, like Jimmy Graham was made by Sean Payton and then did nothing else. Is Juwan Johnson going to be the next guy that just becomes something massive out of nothing?
Next Jimmy Graham,
as long as he doesn't want to go back to being a receiver.
Well. Or get franchise tagged again.
And paid like receiver. and try not to fly a plane.
Nah, absolute fantastic. I hold my hand up. I didn't see this coming.
None of us.
Don't feel bad about that, Ben. Like, yeah.
Oh, I don't feel bad whatsoever. And I just love
none of us. None of us saw a result this. Right.
The media this bias thing. Towards him. Aikman and Buck can go fuck themselves. Honestly, it's the worst announcement.
They so wanted the penalty, the roughing the passer penalty against Jameis. They so wanted. They're like, no, this is
that was like, soft in my opinion.
And
but
I mean, I'll agree. It wasn't roughing the passer, but you know, fuck it.
But like, you know what? That was pass interference.
There was definitely pass interference on the other side.
Oh no, I'm talking about the Rams game.
I'm talking about a lot of that.
So I don't want to hear about fucking blown calls.
Well, no, on that play, there was pass interference in the end zone too.
100%. Like, we're just gonna and the ball, and it wasn't even a catch either. It hit the ground.
Right. Yeah, it hit the ground.
But it was definitely interference on them that wasn't called.
Yeah. Buck and Aitman go fuck themselves. They want to hear them announce another Saints game because honestly, it was so bad.
Only the NFC Championship game. They will. Oh. They'll do the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. Oh, well. Right, so to end this show, I want your guys' headlines for the papers tomorrow. I'll go round. James, what is your headline for tomorrow?
Aaron Rodgers' Packers career is in jeopardy.
Oh,
I like that.
I like that. By Scott's face, it looks like you might have nicked a headline.
No.
Close.
No? Okay, Scott, let's have your headline.
Mine is, I'll take who dat say gonna beat them Saints for 1,000, Aaron.
I like that. Jason?
Saints earn the daily double. I know it's not a double, but whatever. It's Jeopardy. I mean, obviously, it's everything's going to be Jeopardy related, right?
Gun?
Austin Adebo has the play of the game that seals Saints victory.
Beautiful. And Wes?
In quotes, nobody gives a shit. Alvin Kamara after the game, like that was it. They asked him like, oh, what has this been like, you know, and how hard is this with the hurricane and being in Fort Worth? And he said, nobody gives a shit. Saints fans didn't give a shit. If we'd have lost this game, we would have all been devastated. This would have sucked. This would have been a bad way to start the season 0-1. Now that we've won, nobody gives a shit. Nobody's going to talk about that the Saints were up against it and had a terrible last two or three weeks and that the Packers were a great team. That's nobody gives a shit.
Okay, awesome. And mine is cheese graters. So that
it is going to be interesting. A lot of the talking heads are going to be, oh, did Aaron Rodgers' holdout affect the Packers? Like, everything's going to be why the Packers sucked yesterday and not why the Saints destroyed them.
And if it was a 7-point or 10-point game, I get it. I would agree, and I'd have that conversation too.
Right.
This is the worst loss of Aaron Rodgers' career.
Did y'all see the Saints? Marshawn Lattimore agrees to 5-year, $97.6 million extension with $68.3 million guaranteed.
Oh, this is getting
record cornerback contract extension.
Signed it in the locker room after the game?
Yep. Apparently, breaking news.
Okay. This is
Adam Schefter putting it out to up to $100 million.
Okay. It also includes the largest full guarantee at signing for any cornerback in NFL history.
But the Saints have no cap room.
What is that, like 16, 17, 18 million per? I feel like top tier corners have gotten that before. Did Tre'Davious White sign an extension yet? I thought he got a big deal.
Yes, he did. He got paid.
Okay. Now, you know, that's okay. They don't have Loomis doing Loomis math shit, so
we're good.
Yeah, this could be a good deal.
So, any final thoughts before we close out?
Fuck the Packers.
Do it again. I think we just go back to what Gunn said. We're going to win the Super Bowl.
Undefeated. Okay.
I got to tell you this. It was like having the Packers guy on my podcast this last week. I try to be polite and not be like a total home or Saints fan. When I have the Panthers guy on next week, I don't know how I'm going to hold back and tell him that we're not going to sodomize the team. Like, we're going to destroy them. We're going to destroy the Panthers.
Amazing. Right, so that's all the show we've got for you right now. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all your friends about the Clone Patrol United Network. Where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts that include this one, 2-Point Conversion, Insta Reaction Show, the main Dome Patrol podcast, the BS and Beer Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, Taking the Over Billy Gunn, and the Tiger's Den. Have I missed one? I think that's all of them.
Unless we started a new one that I didn't realize.
Honestly, we're getting worse than Netflix now with new shows.
How much does it cost to subscribe? And are there any free months?
At least we're not upping our fees.
So, you can follow each show on Twitter. That's Dome Patrol Pcast, Dome Patrol UK, BS&B Media, at Taking Me Over, at Tigers_podcast, and at Dome Patrol Prem. Follow us on Facebook and Twitch for live streams at twitch.tv/Dome Patrol Podcast. And if you want to listen the old fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
There I can.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, national media pundit picking Packer donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Good night, donkeys. All right, my wife's yelling at me.
Gotta go.